I'm joined by Ian Black in Tripoli. Ian, the discussions at the UN are clearly having an impact on the thinking in Tripoli, aren't they?
Absolutely right. I think that the Libyans are concerned that despite the disarray internationally about what to do over this crisis, that things are being ratcheted up. The Libyans I've spoken to were quite concerned about the apparent hardening of the American position, going beyond even the question of a no-fly zone to look at additional measures that might be passed to isolate the regime in support of the rebels in Benghazi. I think that the effect of that is to get them to emphasize the speed with which they think that this this war, let's call it what it is going to be concluded. So we had Saif al-Islam, Muammar Gaddafi's son, saying very explicitly, well, 24 hours ago now, that it would all be over within 48 hours. So that means that according to that prediction, there's only another day left before a resolution of this crisis. I don't think it's going to happen as quickly as that, but the Libyan government clearly wants to give the impression that there's no point in the rest of the world doing anything because this is going to be settled.
Yes, we're at an interesting point here, aren't we? Because in a sense, if the Libyans have too much success on the battlefield, that might engage the international community. So they're in a dilemma. If they push too fast, they might get the intervention that they don't want. But on the other hand, they have an interest in wrapping things up as fast as possible.
That's right. There is a dilemma for the Libyans. First of all, however, it's not clear that militarily they can easily achieve what they want. Benghazi is, after all, a city of 1 million people. The idea that they're going to retake Benghazi from the rebels with street fighting and take it, as Libyan state propaganda is repeating, house by house, alley by alley, like that. That's a pretty ghastly prospect, I think. I don't think that they want to do that, but I do think that militarily they want to be in a position where they can encircle Benghazi by approaching it from both directions and by surrounding it from the south, from high ground. So militarily, I think they'll be in a position to dominate the approaches to Benghazi and to probably to seal it off. That's a very different question from going in and attacking the city. And yes, if they were to do something like use air power or artillery to attack Benghazi, this big city, then it's hard to imagine that that wouldn't trigger some sort of significant international response. For all the dithering that we've seen at the UN and elsewhere, I think military action on that scale would have consequences. So although the official line is one of confidence and of the imminence of victory, it's far from clear how that would happen and how this story, nobody knows how this story is going to end. I think that's the point.